Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. October's cold snap generated winter burn in some southern Colorado ponderosa pines. 91.5 KRCC's Caroline Williams has more.
Winter burn is when trees appear dried out with white or straw-like foliage. The State Forest Service says quickly changing weather patterns didn't allow time for the trees to transition into dormancy, which is their version of hibernation. Steve Rudolph is a forester with the Woodland Park Field Office. He says folks should not give up on their trees.
From what we've seen, the buds have survived, so those should be able to push out healthy new growth in the spring.
The Forest Service recommends residents monitor colors to avoid root die-off. Injured trees should be soaked at the base with water to avoid further dry-out. And, according to the Forest Service, it's best to water when the temperature is above 40 degrees. Rudolph says, though the reports are mostly coming from the Black Forest area, everyone should keep an eye out for damage. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Caroline Williams.
A Colorado bill that would ban racial discrimination based on a person's hairstyle in the workplace, at school, and elsewhere is on its way to the House floor. Colorado's Black Legislative Caucus held a public meeting on the issue before the bill was passed by the Democrat-led House Business Affairs and Labor Committee on a 6-4 party-line vote. Known as the Crown Act, the bill is one of dozens around the country addressing workplace bias and corporate grooming policies that disproportionately affect Black women and men. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.